How big an impact the partial federal shutdown is having depends on where you look. 90.5 WESA's Anli Herring reports that, so far, federal workers themselves appear to bear the greatest burden.
About 12,000 workers are affected in Pennsylvania, according to the left-leaning Center for American Progress. Those employees have been asked either to stay home or to work without pay. State Auditor General Eugene D. Pasquale says the pain doesn't end there.
Even if you aren't a federal employee, even if you don't know a federal employee, even if you don't care about federal employees, which I'm not suggesting anybody should, this will still impact you.
DePasquale says it could take time for that impact to materialize. But if the shutdown continues, he says it will hurt consumer confidence, job creation, and income tax collection. Allegheny County administers federal money for human service and other programs. A county spokeswoman says the impasse has yet to affect those operations. Still, the dispute causes concern among some food stamp recipients and women who receive support from a program known as WIC. Here's Ann Sanders of the Pittsburgh anti-hunger nonprofit Just Harvest.
Mostly what we've seen is confusion amongst recipients of benefits, people asking if they're still going to be able to receive their SNAP, their food stamp benefits, or their WIC benefits. And the answer to that is yes, they still can.
A new federal farm bill set up the food stamp program to last for 10 years. But WIC is renewed on a year-to-year basis. Sanders says if the shutdown continues, WIC is expected to run out of money in several months. Anli Herring, 90.5 WESA News.